Well, I think YouTube is going to be the future. It's going to be part of conventional research in the future. But at the moment, it's a very unstable, it's a very fluid source. Videos are constantly disappearing and reappearing. But the benefit is that, for starters, it gives you that street-level vantage point. That gives you, particularly in a contentious conflict zone like the one I look at, it gives you a side that is otherwise obscured. And the other issues that it gives you access, whether it's militants videoing themselves or home videos or what have you. Again, your conventional research trip or your archive would not be able to shed light on. But there is issues on authentication, contextualization, and on the longevity of a video. Putting YouTube aside, other video sharing websites, entire websites disappear, let alone single videos. So these are problems that we really have to work on, find a way to preserve them, to collate them, collect them, and preserve them. Hopefully something will come up in the future. Pinch of salt. You do need a pinch of salt when you see a video, because the room for manipulation is enormous, and the impact that if it's a particularly spectacular video, the impact it can have is quite significant. So a pinch of salt is needed. Save videos, download videos. That's what I'd say as well. It's the only thing available to us right now is to save our videos and try to preserve them individually. But hopefully, as I said, that's not adequate. We do need some kind of a central database of some sort in the future.